is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Trouble for millions of TikTok users as the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the law that will ban it in this country come Sunday. Colin Jones is CEO of a private jet company that has used the platform for promotions.
At the end of the day, great content does great on all platforms. So whether that's on TikTok, Instagram, you know, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, whatever it is, I mean, we look forward to hopefully seeing our 1.9 million followers kind of transition over those platforms as well.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley and other lawmakers in both parties have called the Chinese-owned app a national security threat.
There's no need for TikTok to shut down if China will allow TikTok to be sold. But for months now, Beijing has refused to entertain what I understand are multiple offers.
After the ruling, Donald Trump said he must have time to decide on whether to enforce the ruling once he assumes the presidency on Monday. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
President-elect Trump says that he held a phone call with the president of China. He said that they talked about trade and they talked about TikTok. He went on to assure the world that he and Xi Jinping were going to do some great things together.
There's word today of some discussion about possibly moving Monday's swearing-in ceremony indoors in Washington because of the cold weather forecast. Final call to be made by President-elect Trump. Israel's Security Cabinet has approved the Gaza ceasefire deal today, first step toward final approval. CBS's Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
Israel would free up to 1,000 Palestinian detainees for 33 Israeli hostages, women, the elderly, the sick, and children.
I'm having mixed feelings.
But Eli David has to wait longer. His brother, Avatar, would be released later in phase two.
It's torture.
But not all Israelis want the deal. Some want it to fail, seeing it as a surrender to Hamas terror.
The Trump cabinet pick, who would play a key role in planned mass deportations as Homeland Security Secretary, is before a Senate committee.
Kristi Noem is the governor of South Dakota and a former member of the House of Representatives, so she approaches the job with a unique perspective.
I've addressed important issues like cybersecurity, human trafficking, drug interdiction,
which would be many of the same issues she would address as Homeland Security Secretary.
We must secure our borders against illegal trafficking and immigration. We must safeguard our critical infrastructure to make sure that we're protected against cyber attacks, respond to natural disasters.
She also referenced the recent terror attack in New Orleans while fielding questions about homegrown terror threats. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 400 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine jury came back and said not guilty. It was the trial of the man charged in the 2023 New Year's Day shooting at a Racine bar. Attorneys for Abdullah Rashada argued self-defense in the shooting at reruns, which killed Billy Petty. Legendary Brewers announcer Bob Uecker passed away at 90, leaving a significant impact on Wisconsin and Racine. Uecker was connected to the Bell City through his boating and fishing. For 17 years, the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational was held at Reef Point Marina. That event raised thousands for Make-A-Wish. A 70-year-old man died in a collision between a pickup truck and a semi-trailer in Kenosha County yesterday. The northbound semi didn't stop at a stop sign, causing the westbound pickup truck to become trapped underneath. The identity of the man killed hasn't been released. A new year and a new name for law enforcement in Kenosha County. It's a rebrand for the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. They will now be known as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. The name change is said to be an effort to modernize operations. And a heavy urban rescue team was called to the Racine Zoo yesterday. The Milwaukee Fire Department's specialized crew was called to assist with an unspecified procedure involving a giraffe. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kurt. There were days he would go have radiation treatment, then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A warm winter day with breezy winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour and highs reaching the mid-40s. Clouds increase tonight and a cold front swings through, which could spark up a few flurries. Drags our overnight lows to the upper teens and for tomorrow, highs at about 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 42.
Harvey and the rest of the story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. It was a patent medicine available to the public in the early 1830s, Dr. Miles' compound. What was this medicine supposed to have cured? Well, according to Dr. Miles, just about everything. Now, wait a minute. Only a year or two before, maybe three, there was a substance many physicians considered poisonous. And this was the same substance, essentially, that Dr. Miles was using in his compound. Yesterday's poison, tomorrow's panacea. History recalls virtually nothing about Dr. Miles personally. He may or may not have been an accredited medical doctor. He would not have to have been, of course, to get his name on a bottle. So what in the world was this stuff he was peddling? Life or death or something in between? Well, as it turned out, Dr. Miles was a medical pioneer. He had taken something which not long before had been considered poisonous. He had put that something in a bottle. He had sold it as a medicine, and what do you know, the medical community agreed that Dr. Miles' compound was indeed good for you. There was a Dr. Bennett, for example, professor of midwifery, hygiene, and acclimatement at Lake Earl Medical College. This Dr. Bennett was most enthusiastic about Dr. Miles' potion. It was among the most powerful deobstruents available, Bennett said. For certain liver disorders, it was perhaps the most effective and the least harmful agent known. It would prevent bilious attacks. It was a remedy for dyspepsia. It would counteract diarrhea. And here was the boldest of Dr. Bennett's claims. It made people less susceptible to cholera. By the mid-1830s, these medical indications were widely accepted among physicians, and the mysterious Dr. Miles, a man we shall never know, was one of the first to recognize the beneficial effects of this substance, this something once labeled deadly. Dr. Miles' compound went on the market in the early 1830s. 60 years would pass before anybody would suspect the existence of those chemical phenomena that we now call vitamins. In fact, the term vitamin had not been conceived until 1911, so unwittingly, Dr. Miles was way ahead of his time. We now know that just one tablespoon of his compound, only 17 grams, included 238 international units of vitamin A and substantial amounts of thiamine and riboflavin. And niacin. And those, of course, are vitamins B1, B2, and B3. And vitamin C and iron. And almost 4 milligrams of calcium and 4 milligrams of magnesium. Almost 9 milligrams of phosphorus and 62 milligrams of potassium. And 300 milligrams of protein. All in one tablespoon. Dr. Miles' compound. Whatever diseases it did or did not cure. Wow, it was a multiple vitamin mineral complex almost a century before anybody had ever dreamed of such a thing. And it was not poison. And it was indeed good for you. And you know, a bottle cost about the same now as it did then. No, the label no longer reads Dr. Miles' compound, extract of tomato. Today we call it ketchup. And now you know the rest of the story.
I was not ready for that. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Twice every weekday, 7:25 and 12:05 on WRJN. Starting next week, we will tell you how to win tickets to see The Association from WRJN.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time and climbing through some crystals falsely. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to get a kick? So he wants to eat chicken, give me pickled memory. Oh, baby, I'd rather get no jails from all the fields and tribulations no one ever sees. When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah, it's about supper time. Over by the
Timeless hits, WRJN. And coming up this afternoon, a Beach Boys song that is nugget worthy. You haven't heard it on the radio for a while, but it's a great song. Speaking of Beach Boys, sad to say, I read the news where Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys had to evacuate his home in Los Angeles because of the fires. Now, doesn't mean that the fires have consumed his home, but he was told to evacuate. So we'll keep you posted on that. And WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Valentine's Day is just 4 weeks away. Make it a moment to remember with a timeless gift from Von Hassel Jewelers. Whether it's a sparkling diamond for your true love or a beautifully crafted piece to show you care, they have the perfect expression of your affection. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frank. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm, oh yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Do 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 down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your come on.
ba 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 ba.
Timeless hits, WRJN, and as I mentioned a little earlier, another Beach Boys song is the nugget for the day, coming up at about 1:45-ish next hour on WRJN. Let's get you up to speed on what's going on with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A collision between a pickup truck and a semi-trailer led to a death in Kenosha County yesterday. It happened at the intersection of Highway N and MB and claimed the life of a 70-year-old man. Investigators say a northbound semi failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with a westbound pickup truck. The truck ended up trapped under the rig. It took Kenosha County first responders about 6 hours to get that intersection back open. If you were around the Racine Zoo yesterday, you might have seen something strange. The Milwaukee Fire Department's Heavy Urban Rescue Team was called to help at the zoo for a procedure involving a giraffe. What that procedure was isn't yet known. That specialized rescue team has unique lifting equipment. And new reps are needed in Racine County. Those two open seats on the Racine County Board are vacant due to a couple of reasons. Tom Roanhouse resigned to become interim county executive following the death of Jonathan Delagrave. He was in the 18th, which covers parts of Waterford, Dover, and Richmond. Jason Ekman resigned from the 14th, which is a Sturtevant/Mount Pleasant seat. People in those districts wanting to perform a civic duty can apply to the county board by January 31st. The terms run through next April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A warm winter day with breezy winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour and highs reaching the mid-40s. Clouds increase tonight and a cold front swings through, which could spark up a few flurries. Drags our overnight lows to the upper teens and for tomorrow, highs at about 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 42.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer, I thought I was in love.
next door. But that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are. And not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling. La 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 la.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Great song from James Taylor. What I wouldn't give to sit down and have a chat with him, huh? Here's the American Breed, WRJN.
You are all the woman I need, and baby, you know it.
Know it, know it, know it.
You can make this beggar a king, a clown or a poet.
I'll give you all that I own. You got me standing in line, darling, the gold, baby, survive.
Baby, shake me any way you want me, long as you love me, it's all right. Baby, shake me any way you want me, you got the power to turn on the light.
Everybody tells me I'm wrong to want you so bad.
Style that shows me. I don't want.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. We just lost Sam Moore. We had lost Dave Prater several years ago. Here they are, the original Soul Men on WRJN.
Oh, Over 98 years entertaining and informing the southeastern Wisconsin area from Radio Park and Racine. WRJN.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more gold. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have my time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your storeboard woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world. It's a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style.
Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Susie was in pigtails. I knew I loved her. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Listen for details about poems on buses. Racine County looking for your poems to display on the buses.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, reshare my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Monday's Trump inauguration will be an indoor event. Blame the weather.
The president-elect posted the weather forecast for Washington, D.C. with the wind chill factor could take temperatures into severe record lows. So he has ordered the inauguration address, the prayers, and other speeches to be delivered inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. For the public, he said, the Capitol One Arena will be open for live viewing of the historic event. He wrapped up his statement with, "Everyone will be safe, everyone will be happy, and we will, together, make America great again." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says this is all part of an Arctic air mass that will invade and affect much of the country.
Temperatures, which are a little bit above average in the eastern half of the nation, could plunge by as much as 30 to 40 degrees over the weekend, and we are likely to see wind chill readings at dangerously low levels of minus 20, minus 30 at times.
President-elect Trump says he'll need time to decide whether to enforce the law that will ban TikTok. Effective Sunday, the Supreme Court upheld the measure today. It's a disappointment for merchants like Antonio Esparza who operate on the platform.
It's not just like entertainment, but it's also people's livelihood that they use to pay, you know, their groceries, their rent, their utilities, all that.
Lawmakers call TikTok a national security threat and want its Chinese owners to sell it. Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal.
I support an extension of time, which
can be done by the president based on efforts to sell TikTok. TikTok should not be banned. It should be sold.
Now to the Middle East. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv the Gaza ceasefire deal is closer to reality.
Israeli officials tell CBS News that Parliament, the Knesset, is set to vote Saturday after sunset. The Prime Minister's office says the first hostages could be released this Sunday.
Well, now to Southern California. CBS's Rob Marciano reports in the fire destruction zone, the concern now is about possible landslides.
The water used by firefighters may have led to scenes like this. A home in Pacific Palisades, lucky to survive the fire, then splitting completely in half.
The infrastructure under thousands of homes have been compromised.
The saturated grounds along hillsides have become unstable and threaten the ability for some residents to return.
Medicare has announced 15 additional drugs it's targeting for price reduction, including Ozempic and Wegovy. Wall Street, the Dow is up 440. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN.